Logan Marsh, although basically a grown-up at almost 17, missed his friends like crazy, which seemed embarrassing, like something that only a much younger kid might cop to feeling. But since Logan's best friends were all missing in a March snowstorm in the Italian Alps and possibly dead, he figured it was okay to give in and admit how badly he missed them. No, Logan jammed his gloved hands into his pockets and kept hiking forward. He couldn't give in to worry. Logan had to save them, because everyone else seemed to have given up on this whole rescue. Coach Robertson, who'd brought them along with the rest of their team to Italy for the international soccer tournament, the president of La Sfida Internazionale, the representative from the American consulate, they all fell into the camp of assuming the worst, insisting that since it was the third day since his friends and their bus driver had disappeared someplace between San Moritz and Verona, they couldn't have survived the elements and or their probable injuries. Bunch of freaking quitters. No way were the guys dead. Mad at him for scoring a night between the sheets with the bellissima Francesca, sure. Super mad that he'd overslept and missed the bus to take them back to the dorms after their free day of skiing. But no way were they mad enough to give up and die. Uh-uh. Griffin and Riley were on track to be Eagle Scouts. They knew all sorts of survival junk. Knox was a certified genius. He was probably working on a way to tune in Wi-Fi with his glasses and a twig. And the constant stream of dirty jokes from Josh had to be giving them motivation to keep walking. They were still alive, period. Arresto, barked the guy at the front of their formation. Well, the formation of Sesto Reggimento Alpini. Logan just trailed along at the back. His coming along wasn't exactly official, since when he insisted on helping rescue his friends, everyone said no. So he'd left a note for the coach and snuck onto one of the regiment's trucks. Turned out the Italians were way cooler than expected when they found him a few hours later. Unlike the Americans, they thought it was not only brave, but right, that he helped to look for his friends. They didn't treat him like a kid once they saw he could keep up. Most of them, however, spoke only basic English, so after 3 days, Logan was desperate to talk to someone, which brought him right back around to missing the guys. How much he couldn't imagine life back home in D.C. without them, and even that flash of a thought twisted his stomach into a solid knot of fear. He jogged forward to the tenente, which he figured equaled an American lieutenant. Why'd we stop? The tall man pushed up his aviator shades. Here is Chete, almost to Svizzera. He recognized a name from the jersey of one of the other teams in the tournament. You mean the border? To Switzerland? Si. Logan still didn't get it, and this was the man with the best command of English. So what? The tenente's helmet, parka, and snow pants were all white. The only thing that broke color were his boots. He used one to draw a line in the snow, tapped on one side of it, then the other. We look on our side. They look on their side. No. Logan shook his head, not believing this bureaucratic bullshit. You mean you want to stop searching because of a fucking line on a map? Rules. Then a super Italian shrug. They will come tomorrow. Fuck that. Logan looked up at the sky. The sun was already hovering way too close to all those snow-covered peaks. It had set soon. Then his friends would spend another night shivering God knows where, probably without any food. Logan grabbed a satellite radio off the belt hook of the tenente. I'm an American. We make our own rules. As he stalked off, he realized that what sounded cocky and heroic in his head probably came out as douchey, in that he had no supplies without the regimenti, or transportation. But he sure as hell wasn't stopping before the sun set. Signor Marsh, wait. Logan cut down the hill, each step squishing through about 4 inches of fresh powder. They'd done this so many times his thighs were screaming. Leave the main road, hike down a couple 100 feet, look for signs of a crash that were probably obscured by the fresh snow, hike back up, and do it all again.